The 2025 release calendar for video games is messy, but there's one big question. Will Grand Theft Auto 6 actually come out this year? It's been promised for 2025 and would be a massive deal if it comes out. Plus, Nintendo has a new console in the works that's going to shake up the industry. James Mastromarino covers games for NPR, and he's here to tell us all about some of the most anticipated titles coming out this year. Hey, James.
Hey, Andrew.
So 2025, it's looking like it's going to be a very big year for games. Most notably, you know, Grand Theft Auto 6 is slated to come out. I remember when Vice City made a big splash. Why is this game this year such a big deal?
Yeah, Vice City was such a huge moment for the games industry because Grand Theft Auto has always been on the pinnacle of pushing graphics technology and the idea that you can be in this huge open sandbox and do anything and go anywhere. The last game that came out over a decade ago kind of recreated Southern California. It was immense. And then this game is returning to the Vice City area, actually, which is kind of a parody of Miami. So fans have been waiting for a really long time. It's cost a lot of money to produce, and it's projected to earn billions of dollars.
How much does it cost to make a game this size?
Yeah, these massive, we call them AAA games in the business, cost hundreds of millions of dollars. And it's not certain how much GTA 6 has cost. We know it must cost many times more than the last game, GTA 5, which cost $265 million. That's a really good investment for the company, though. It's made billions of dollars. Again, this new game is projected to earn billions in the opening months of sales, but it also makes these games an increasingly risky bet.
What other games are you watching out for this year?
Well, we got a surprise announcement for an Elden Ring spinoff, the hit 2022 game. It's called Night Rain and will focus on cooperative multiplayer, which is actually my favorite way to play Elden Ring already. So I'm excited to see what that will bring, even though we know very little about it. And then there's also an Assassin's Creed game. Now, this has been also in the works for a really long time. It's been delayed several times because the company behind it, Ubisoft, used to find consistent success with this open world stealth formula, but they really floundered last year. And so basically the entire hopes of the company are resting on this game. If it doesn't do well, Ubisoft, as we know it, will likely change, lay a ton of people off, maybe change ownership.
So James, what about independent titles?
Yeah, indie games have had a huge moment. A poker-style game called Balatro did incredibly well last year, sold a ton of copies, and got showered with awards at the Game Awards. And that was basically made by one person. So there's always potential for these small teams to really compete in the big leagues. And coming out this year, I'm really looking forward to Hades 2, the successor to an ultra-popular action game, and then Dispatch, which is a comedy superhero adventure title that has a really strong pedigree from the makers of Telltale games like The Walking Dead that were critically acclaimed back in the day.
Then we have Nintendo, you know, a new console. What are we expecting out of that?
Yeah, the Nintendo Switch 2 at long last was actually just announced. It'll be bigger, sleeker, have slightly larger controllers. Other than that, we don't know many details. Nintendo says that they'll unveil more in April, including when it will finally be for sale, but it's going to go on something of a world tour before then at events across cities across the world. We think that Metroid Prime 4 Beyond will release alongside it because that game has been announced, and the trailer for the Nintendo Switch 2 also showed off what appears to be a new Mario Kart game. So again, we don't know when it's going to be for sale, but Nintendo does say it's coming out this year, and there will be more details to come.
That's James Mastromarino, who I'm going to say is NPR's games guru. James, thanks so much for being here.
I'm flattered and always happy to impart some wisdom.